I'm gonna do you that favor. I'm gonna tell you something between me and you.
What's that?
You take care of this motherfucker. This is gonna save your life. You're gonna go where you wanna go with this.
That's true.
And let me tell you something. If you don't want it, you can go look for something else.
Act like I don't fucking want this, dog. We just went through the fucking...
Yo, but listen to me. But wait a minute. You could go and go get that BMW. I told my daughter the same thing. You know what I told my daughter?
What?
We're not rich. That's for rich motherfuckers.
That's for rich motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly. That mirror, imagine, cost you $250. What's going to cost you? Oil chain, wiper, huh?
And they got that fucking... When you boost the hood on a fucking BMW, it's got that plastic cover. You have to, like, delicately take off because you're not going to a BMW dealership. Now you're dealing with dudes that do this shit for a living. And, like, oh, God forbid you have to fucking replace the headers in your BMW because now you're fucked. There's nothing you can do about it. It's like, yeah, I got a fucking steal on this one. It's like, oh, but you got that little blue and yellow badge that says it's a fucking Beamer. What kind of bullshit is that? Ain't nobody care.
Another thing I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest with you. Ain't no fucking lights here.
That's true, though.
Okay.
What would you were just telling me something, and I totally... Hold on. It takes me a second to process shit sometimes, because it's fucking... Especially with some genius-ass shit. Okay, so tell me why. Tell me why every motherfucking church... What was that again?
About the money.
Yeah, about the money. It's like it's... Say, so you...
Well, I just want to explain something to you. You ever been in church?
Yeah, I've been to church. You were at church this Sunday, right? Yeah, you were at church
exactly.
Today.
I just came out of church. You know what? I blessed my God. Boom, boom. My wife just got cancer. She got 4-stage of cancer.
Of what? Okay. Like titty cancer?
No, not titty. She got cancer in her lungs.
Oh, fuck
so,
me,
you
man.
You know, but after so many years, 20 years, she's going to the hospital. Now they tell her she has it. It's okay. We believe in our law.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
Listen to this. We believe in our law.
Okay.
Okay? We all got to live and die, bro. I probably die first than her. But you know something? She's still surviving. She thinks she's going to die tomorrow. No. You keep thinking you're going to be better. Not bad. But, like I say again, we all go to church. Every fucking church you go to, they want money. Who gets dressed better? Who has the better cars and everything? They do.
Ain't that the fucking truth, man? Easter Sunday, who brings the best food? Who does this? It's like all the best. And then it's like, remember back in the day when religious was like not, what the fuck is it called? It's like, so you put it like so like poignantly, you were like, I don't remember Jesus asking you for money. And
no, yeah, exactly, because it's the truth. Way back in the Roman days, they had food, cheese, meat. They would eat their meat, okay? Food, wine. They drink. There's nothing wrong with you drinking. Everybody sees you drinking right away. You're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Listen, read the Bible. Look at the people sitting on the table eating their meal, right? They were drinking, eating. They were having a nice time.
They were just being family, yeah.
Exactly. But they were not fighting for money or asking for money.
Yeah.
Look that up one day, man. You heard when you go home?
I don't have to because it's true. They weren't.
There was no money involved, man.
Matter of fact, you look back there, the only motherfucker that was doing anything fucking snaky was Judas. He's the only dude.
Yeah, exactly. He was getting away with it.
Yeah, but nobody was fucking going around the fucking picnic table.
Because there's always somebody greedy. You understand? You know what they say, greed. Like you said before, greed. You fuck somebody, you're going to get fucked over. There's always a man up there looking. You fuck that person, you're going to get fucked over.
And you know what?
I learned my lesson, man.
You can't even be fucking mad when you get fucked over because you know what you did. Exactly. You know what you did, so don't even be mad. Don't even fucking... But I love this guy, man. It's like he's like a best friend I never had before.
Well, I'll be around, bro. I'm going to see you because I got to take off. But remember what I told you. Get your shit together. Let's get it right. Get it right, my man. You heard?
I feel you,
get it right.
All right, wait, hold up. Yeah.
Take that coat with you and your beers are over here on this side. But if you want that coat, take it, my man. Better than nothing. You know what I mean?
This dude gave me a coat, too. Nah, I'm good, man.
You can leave it there. That's an extra coat. Somebody gave it to me. I washed it and everything. I have it there for people that need.
For somebody that's cold, man, it's about that time.
Could you dump that there for me?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, totally.
Yo, my man, nice meeting you. I'll talk to you on Wednesday, Tuesday. call me. If I could do something Tuesday, you got those papers? I see what I do.
And now we're cooking, baby.
Yep.
Go.
All right. I know you need the ride, so I'm going to do you a favor.
I'm going to do you a favor.
Yeah, I'll help you out.
And get the fuck out of your face.
Yeah, and help you out. I help people out, man. I got a brand new car just like that, man. I'm still paying for it. That's what I do, man.
Genuinely, man. You're a good man.
Yeah. I'll be seeing you again. Come and drink a couple of beers with you again.
You're handsome, too.